My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
What's going on, Thunder fans? It's your boy Dylan at Thunder Chats coming to you with another message from our presenting sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or online with one of our over 150 slot games. Just head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that is capital letters BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunsinger at Thunder Chats. We're part of the Believe Network, and this podcast is brought to you by betonline.ag. Man, the chat is active today. We got a ton of people in here. Guys, you know, whenever, you know, Summer League was coming about, you know, there was no Chet Holmgren, no Jalen Williams, no Kaysom Wallace, no other Jalen Williams in this, you know. It was like, you know, it'll be fun. We'll tune in, but, you know, the expectations aren't as high. It's not going to be as fun of a time as it was last year. Boys, I got to tell you, we was wrong because that man Sam Preston might have done it again. And we're going to talk about it. As you can see, we got joining us from not Wayne Manor. We're going to call it the Batcave, Alex Roy. What up, Alex?
What up, man? What up? I've been busy as hell today, so I didn't really get to watch too much of the game, just the highlights that are on OKC topicthunder.com and the Twitter page. But it seems like we got ourselves a little bit of a gem there in the draft, possibly two of them, because those guys, they can get anywhere they want on the floor. And so we'll talk about that more here in a bit, but I'm excited for the future of this team, for the future pieces, because, the future is already here. I'm excited for some of those future rotation pieces that we have brewing in the lab a little bit.
The future is now, old man. So also joining us is the producer extraordinaire, no longer the cockroach connoisseur, as we said, the Cormac Ryan fanboy, Matt Tierney. What up, Tierney?
Cormac Ryan did go 2-4 tonight. I'm saying 3-5 if the foot did not step out of bounds. Also solid free throws, technical free throws from him, made both of them 2-2. So there was that. Great game. Armando Bacot also, shout out him. He had a great game tonight on the other side. The UNC boys were great. But I'm good. I went to the zoo today. It was super fun. My sister's
I went yesterday.
Yeah, oh, wow. My sister's birthday was today. Happy birthday, yeah. Sister Tierney. She wanted to go to the zoo. I rated every animal that I saw. Every animal was a 10 out of 10. The giraffes were popping. They were munching crazy. It was awesome. First time I'd seen them there. They were the baby dude was munching grass like nobody's business. It was awesome. So everything was great. And then capped it off with a solid win tonight, which that game was in and of itself capped off by one of the most electric finishes I've ever seen in Summer League. The crowd went nuts for Jack Golkey, who we finally brought in after God knows how, like, they were actually chanting Jack Golkey at one point. So great into the game. Sign him to a Supermax. I love him. He's electric. And not one of the main guys we're going to talk about. Dylan Jones and AJ Mitchell were dominating, but I just wanted to throw out Jack Golkey a little bit before we jump into those other guys.
Still disrespects. That's all right. We'll get to talking about Jack Golkey real quick. You know, I was telling you guys before the pod, I thought our audience would enjoy this. You know, I'm a Kentucky fan. As you can see, I'm rocking the Kentucky shirt right now. So I got to see Jack Golkey just go absolutely nuclear in the first round of the tournament this year and eliminate the Kentucky Wildcats. So whenever he made that three, which Kyle Filipowski, you know, he did jump, but I mean, he's 7 foot and he still had a really good contest on Jack Golkey. And Golkey was falling away. It was an uncomfortable shot, but he made that thing so effortlessly, nothing but net. And I was telling you guys, in Thor Ragnarok, Loki has a scene where he's watching Thor get ragdolled by Hulk, and he gets so intense. He's like, "That's how it feels," and that's how I felt as a Kentucky fan talking to the Jazz fans of like. That's the Jack Golkey experience. I hope you enjoyed your time. And I just got to say, obviously, yep, there it is. I mean, show it again. Just one more time. I've got to see it.
Yeah, I got to replay it. It's in the pump fake. Gets him, and he's still contesting, just the fadeaway. Classic Golkey.
Stream music, man. Like there's no rim involved. Like, it's just, it's pure.
It's just electric.
No need for a first name. Just Golkey.
Just Golkey.
Did you see? Did you guys see on the not on today's ESPN scorebook on mobile app, but last game, it was like A Mitchell, D Jones, and it was just like Golkey. It wasn't Jay Golkey. It was like he's the one and only. The omnipresent.
He's Brazilian all of a sudden. He's a Brazilian soccer player.
Yeah,
I mean he's the Golkey boy. But hey, you know, Tierney was talking about babies chomping some grass. There were some babies chomping some grass tonight in the Thunder game, and has been in some
solid league. Transition.
And we're going to talk about it. We're not going to do single large item because I feel like there's three things to talk about in the summer league, and I wasn't going to go first, but there's still disrespect on my guy's name, Usman Jang. Let's call it what it is. He had a rough shooting performance in game one. I still thought he was passing it well. I thought that, you know, he had some really good passes in both the games. I've been like, that's one of the aspects of his game I've been most impressed with in these past two games. He could have had 10 assists tonight if his teammates was finishing his shots. Like he was throwing some really good passes right in the shooting pocket, on cuts, finding the roller. He was doing some really good passing, but obviously struggled shooting the ball, struggled scoring last game. I think he was 3 of 12. He ended up with 10 points. Timeline was going crazy last night with Usman Jang takes. Calling him Poku 2.0, saying his time is up. He's out of here. Saying he's cooked. Give up the Jang gang. And I was getting cooked as, you know, the leader of the Jang gang. And, you know, I was prepared. You know, I was prepared that a performance like that could happen, but I was also prepared for a bounce back performance. And let me tell you, man, Usman Jang bounced back in a big way tonight. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, only 1 turnover, had 1 block, 1 steal, was 8 of 18 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3. And the stats are great. Let's call it what it is. That's basically in 3 quarters. But, I mean, the stats are great for Usman Jang, but it was the demeanor. It was the mindset. He came out in a different way tonight. He was aggressive with his drives, went up on Darius Bazley twice. Yes, he got blocked. The first one was a highlight block. Props to Darius Bazley. But me, as a Thunder fan, an Usman Jang fan, I am happy to see that aggression out of Usman Jang. We never see Usman Jang try to dunk the ball, let alone dunk on somebody. And he tried it twice on Darius Bazley. Got blocked, but also had a couple really nice drives to the rim. After that first block by Darius Bazley, Usman Jang, as soon as he got the ball back, Darius Bazley was ready. He was trying to get that ball out of his hands. He was trying to strip the ball. Uz just, you know, solidly just walked him down, took the contact, banked in a jumper, got his get back. And then, of course, the 3-point shot, man. as I've said all along, the percentage is not great. It hasn't been great the past couple of years. But if it doesn't match the eye test, because it's a smooth jump shot. Like, I don't see anything wrong, like, mechanically with it. And it was on full force tonight. He was hitting it off the catch. He was hitting it off the step back, off the dribble. He was just playing so aggressive, so confident. And he even dove on the floor, man, in the summer league. He dove on the floor. It shows that he wanted it. He had a complete change in demeanor. And, like, you know, I'll be the first to say it, as the captain of the Jane Gang, like, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you. Keep this energy, because it was already going to be tough for you to get playing time on this roster as we are competing for a championship. But you got two guys playing alongside of you that are going to be competing for that same rotation spot, those same developmental minutes in the season. But I just want to give a shout out to Usman Jane, because even after he puts up a crazy performance in three quarters, people are still doubting his name. So
didn't we have the same conversation last year? Like, didn't he struggle out the gates in game one of summer league in Utah? And then after that, he was basically, you know, once Chet got taken out of the picture and once Dub got taken out of the picture, he was basically our best player on summer league last season. So, you know, I think that he has probably the most difficult job in finding a role on summer league, because mm-hmm. when he plays with the Thunder, his role is that of a 3-and-D wing, a big 3-and-D wing. That is his role, and that's it. When he comes into summer league, his role is to be like the, basically to be the Shea of this team, to be the guy that handles the ball most of the time, to be the guy that creates, to be the guy that disrupts defensively. And so I think for Usman, for him, when he steps on the floor, especially in the first game of summer league, it takes him a while to adjust or to just get comfortable in the role that is being asked of him. And I think that after one game, you know, after those kinks are worked out, after those butterflies, you know, have gone through, you know, through the stomach and the nervousness is out of there, I think he does a good job of – he showed today that he has the ability to be that guy, to be that 25-5 guy in a summer league game, you know, to be the guy that you can depend on. And also I think, you know, just kind of building off of what Dylan Jones did today and the gravity that he – kind of got as the game progressed, it made Ooze that much more dangerous and that much more potent as far as his play on the floor. So I think that if Ooze continues this, I wouldn't be surprised, because he did this last year, and we're hoping that he does this in the NBA season. And so, you know, shout out to Ooze. The Jane Gang is still going on, man.
Jane Gang, baby.
I agree. We did talk about this last year, and I'm going to play a little devil's advocate. I want to be clear, first of all, I am part of the Drain Gang. We'll continue to be, but I just want to throw some stuff out. You know, just you know, get some feelers out, because first of all, the good side of things, and we had talked about this a lot, and it was going around Thunder Twitter before this league started. Usman Jang is still the youngest player by about a year on this roster. That is something to be said. However, he is in year three, and that also plays a factor into how you should expect these players to develop. Yes, he is young, but he's in year three. Those are two different things, and you can take both sides. But I think I personally, as we're looking at where he is in game two, and kind of what Alex was saying, we had these same conversations last year. I am worried we're going to see year three the same as year two, where it's going to be, he's phenomenal in summer league. He's balling out. We'll see how he does in Las Vegas. I'm sure he'll do great, because he's, you know, experience-wise a lot better than those guys. But then I still worry how it's going to factor into the regular season. That's just playing devil's advocate here. And I'm not saying that's what I hope will happen. I wish the best for him. And we'll see. But to get to the, you know, the actual game and his performance, he was aggressive. I mean, we were saying that the Baisley blocks were tough, but at least he was trying. Like, at least he was going up and being aggressive. But he wasn't finishing very well in general. Like, he didn't look super comfortable finishing in a couple different spots. However, again, his role is more 3-and-D guy, and his outside shot looked really good. I think in the first half he was 3-of-3. I don't remember what he finished, but like he was good. Good from the perimeter. So if that holds, then like, yeah, I think he's got a solid opportunity to get into the rotation. But like we're about to talk about, I mean, Dylan Jones and AJ Mitchell, to be honest, more so Dylan Jones, are like right there at the moment. They're mm-hmm. like right there in the running for this, whatever, how many rotation pieces we're going to have available. So I am hopeful. Hopefully optimistic, but still worried for Jang. That's how I'll leave it.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm not too worried about the finishes. I mean, he was getting to the rim on bigger defenders. Like, he was moving Kenneth Lofton, he was moving Darius Baisley. Like, he was getting to the rim on bigger defenders and on quicker defenders. He had Bryce Hensbaum a couple times as well. Yeah, he had a couple that almost went in, like in and out bunnies. There was one where he missed a floater and he caught it. Like, that was a bad look, but like I'm not worried about that. Like, process over results. He's getting to the rim. I think that it's a progression, man. You know, he's got to get his confidence back. He's got his confidence back on the perimeter. Like, let him get his confidence back inside. Like, he's got a few more games in the summer league, and I think this is a huge summer league for Jang. I don't think it's a make or break summer league for him, but I think that it could be a make summer league for Usman Jang.
I actually think I don't know. I think it is a make or break for in year three.
Nah.
I mean, at what point is it? At what point are we saying, like, yeah, at some point he's got to.
I have to agree with Maddie on that one. I mean, what do you,
when,
do
when
you
is the contract? That? Like, what are, well, the contract's coming up. How, I mean, how, they, when they is held it, out. When are we going to make this decision?
They get Poku 4 years, right?
Not in summer league.
No, not in summer league.
Poku, I mean, was in your
Poku didn't get to play the first year in summer league because of COVID anyways.
Well, I mean
I'm like, not saying saying like, you know, he's gonna be in summer league next year. I'm saying, like, if he doesn't carve out a spot in the rotation for the Thunder, it's not break for Usman Jang. Like, I think that he still has value. I like there's he teams around the team. League that
well yeah, yeah, he has value. So
he has yeah, value,
he
yes.
That's something, yes.
Nah, yeah, I'm not there's a possibility
that
he doesn't carve out a rotation spot. And I think it's a great possibility because we are in a very different spot. It's kind of like I've talked about with Josh Giddey. Like, we weren't privileged enough to have the patience to coddle Josh Giddey into, you know, developing him into the piece that we needed him to become. We didn't have time for that. It might be the same case with Usman Jang. He can still go on and, you know, contribute on another team. But, like, when I say I don't think it's make or break for Jang, like, there's a lot of people that were saying, like, this is make or break for Jang as an NBA player, and I just completely disagree.
I don't think it's NBA player, but on this team?
On this team.
That's more because of the team than Usman Jang, though.
Right. And that plays a factor into all of this. It's the same with Giddey, like what you were just saying. Like, and that's a good thing. But, yeah, I definitely think if we see pretty much the same Jang in the NBA regular season, like, he's not coming back another year. But I mean, yeah, we could get value of him. He was the freaking G League MVP. You know, we could get something for that. So yeah, but I don't think it's make or break for his career, but I think it's make or break on the Thunder for this season.
But hey, yeah, great game by Uz.
Yeah,
I mean, it was good.
There's people solid. Still talking in the chat about solid. It. I just want to say, like, they're talking about, you know, Jay Will being the 10th man. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, you've already got Hartenstein, you got Chad, and like I don't know that we're gonna play Jalen Williams as the four. I think that Dylan Jones projects to get out there, and for what it's worth, man, like, if Usman Jang is still on this roster, like, going into the season, it don't matter where the team is. You know Diggs is going to throw him out there for like 8 minutes because he can't help himself. He's a developmental coach. But
I do think Jang is going to get some more minutes than J.R.L. Even like, especially at like the four. I think scheme wise, I think that Jang is fit more of the like lineups that they want to throw out there than J.R.L. will have now that he's not playing the backup five.
Let's move on from the news. I didn't want to talk about news for 20 minutes. I apologize. But
a lot of news.
Listen, sorry. Y'all bat me in the corner. Jane Gang fights back, all right?
It's good. I mean, good lively debate.
We didn't have a chance to talk about him game one. I mean, like, yeah. So he's running the gamut.
Yeah, we out here.
I acknowledged he had a rough shooting game one. Like, I disagree that he had a bad game. I think he had some good shots. He had some good looks. All of them were front rim, man. No, all of them were front rim. It was so annoying. But I digress. Let's talk about my namesake. Who wants to talk about my namesake?
I'll let you get it, Tierney.
Go ahead, Tierney.
It was a flawless game tonight, nearly flawless. I mean, I don't know. This is the type of game. I'm not going to bring it back to news, but this is the type of game where like, you're almost like ready to say, okay, I've seen enough. Not like you're going to bench him you're not bench him in Vegas, but it's like
you're going to J-dub
him. It's not J-dub level yet. That was not even close. But just in the fact that between these two games, like I think you see what he is. You know what he is and what he can develop into. He is like he's a three level scorer. Like if his shot can hit at all consistently, like it has been, he's going to be so dangerous just because he is able to. Like he's so physical, he can just move people out of the way when he drives. Like people much better than him. I think it was Filipowski. Crossover that he had.
It was flip. Yeah.
That was like a phenomenal finish. And then the other one where he was coming cross court and Sensabaugh kind of cut him off and then he backed off and then like the most ruthless like F you like I don't give a shit, like I'm gonna do this right now, just pulls up from the logo with Sensabaugh like, clapping in his face, drills it and then talks shit back at him. Like the most, that was just such a like a dog move, like perfect for this team. That energy was awesome. And like, he's just that guy. Dolan said it. Dylan Jones is a guy. He is a guy and he is the guy right for this team. So the passing too, Dylan Dimes, I think we need to make a shirt potentially if he's continues to do this, because he was making some awesome passes. Like I think in game one too, he had a lot of really good one of them was the Cormac, by the way, which he made. So shout out Cormac. But he did make some awesome passes. And I'm so impressed with like everything he's doing offensively and defensively. He's like in the right spots. I don't know how much I can really speak on like how talented he is. I don't know if I have that.
There's not a lot of defense being played in summer league, like in a vacuum.
Yeah. It's just, I personally have a hard time telling like all that stuff, but offensively, I can say like he is the package, like the whole package. He fits this team perfectly. Like in the regular season, he's able to drive and dish, which is exactly what I think they're going to want him to do at some points. But if he can also make his shots, he is going. If he can do that, he will be on the like on the
10-man
in the rotation. In the 10-man roster. Someone in the chat said it earlier. I didn't bring it up, but they were saying like he could legitimately be primary ball handler off the bench. Which, as I'm starting to like think it through, like maybe. Like I know we've got Caruso, and we've got, I guess, Cason Wallace and Wiggins. Like, we've got some guys who are ball handlers, but
I think
Dylan Jones.
And I think the Thunder have kind of hinted they want that to be Cason. But I mean, hey, it's nice to have somebody that, you know, has that capability.
Yeah. I think Cason will be the guy, but the more I'm thinking about it, it's like, man, that he could be that role too. So these two games, I don't know what more you could have gotten out of Dylan Jones to where you're like, he is the guy. So super hype about him.
Yeah, the big thing with Dylan Jones for me, like, it's not even his shooting or necessarily his passing. It's the intangible stuff, man. Like, it's obviously the dog, but the feel and the IQ, it just, like, radiates on the screen when you watch Dylan Jones play. Like, some of these passes, like, he didn't do as much this game, but last game, he was putting skip passes, like, cross-court on a dime, man. And doing so off-drive, like, live dribble one-handed. Hitting cutters as he's driving in. I think he had a nice little no-look pass to A.J. Mitchell in this game. Like, his feel is insane. And, you know, whenever you look at how he plays in college, you see his size. It's like, he's not a Thunder player. But, like, if you, like, watch his game and you just, like, watch the process and you watch the feel and you see the IQ and you see the length and you see – the dog and the competitive nature, like, he's such a Thunder player. And, you know, it's crazy, you know, whenever we had Corey on the pod and, you know, he dropped the nuke on us where he talked about how Dylan Jones said, like, OKC's literally a perfect fit. And I was like, I mean, I don't know about perfect fit. Like, I'm happy you want to be here, but I don't know about perfect fit. And he's proven that to be the case. He's literally a perfect fit
like for this roster.
And he's got an awesome first name, just spells it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's five tool players, man. It's, you know, it's what the Thunder want to build is literally five guys out there that can pass, shoot, dribble, defend. And it looks like this guy is another guy that can do that within a weird bodied vessel. You know, he's a guy that's out there 6'6", 240 pounds, long wingspan, but he plays a different type of brand of basketball than what his body should be giving out. You know, so he's grabbing rebounds. He's grabbing and going. He's pushing the ball, assisting. He's scoring off the dribble. He's scoring on shots. He's pulling guys out and draining, you know, deep threes in their eyes. Like, we saw the entire package today. You know, the first game we saw the rookie package. You know, we saw the struggles here and there, but we also saw the glimpses and the flashes of brilliance. Tonight, we saw all brilliance, you know, and so if we can harness, you know, get to the middle of all of this, we got ourselves a hell of a player. You know, I know there's going to be growing pains. I know there's going to be rookie walls. But, you know, this guy, the way he plays, like he said, this is perfect for this team. As far, and especially from a role player perspective, we don't need him to be a superstar. We don't need him to be out there, you know, playing 35 minutes a game. But if he comes out there and he gives us similar to that in those 6 to 8 minute bursts that he's going to get playing time in, he just might crack the, you know, like the 10 man rotation on this team pretty easily too.
Yeah. And the rebounding too, man, like, you know, obviously the rebounding was an issue with the Thunder last year, and he had, what did he end up having last game? 9 rebounds, and then he had 7 this game as well. So, I mean,
4 assists.
He
averaged 10 rebounds. He averaged 10 rebounds in college. So, like, you know, that's part of his game, but it's nice to see that translate as he's playing against bigger bodies, NBA, you know, in NBA hopeful. So, yeah, shout out to Dylan Jones, man. He's killing it.
10 rebounds last game. Okay, nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I got it all mixed up. So, yeah. Shout out. All right, Alex, talk about the last guy. The last but not least guy, I should say.
Not least at all, man. I want to shout out Meek Leek in the chat. Like, A.J. Mitchell, so we were all wondering a couple nights ago what that 15th spot is going to be about, whether we're going to go into the season without signing anybody, whether it's going to be Keontae Johnson. It's not. I think A.J. Mitchell has a big possibility to be that 15th guy that we signed before the season even starts. We talked about ball handlers for the second unit, for the second team. I mean, they may keep him on a two-way contract just because he's already signed a two-way contract, and you know, we have the ability to let that, you know, let the play of the two-way contract kind of go, you know, go throughout the entire season and sign him later in the season to a regular NBA standard contract. But his ability to get anywhere on the floor, his ability to live in the paint, is one of the ways that we make our offense hum. You know, SGA, Dub, constantly getting into the teeth of defense. Giddy, you know, one of the things about Giddy is getting into the paint and then kind of like pivoting the other way and then, you know, finding somebody in the three-point line or whatever. But I think this guy's a lot more smoother. This guy's a lot – his handle makes it easier for him to get into the lane and to do things while he's in the lane. Is he smaller, 6'3", 6'4"? Yeah. Is he going to – you know, is there going to be some – are there going to be some growing pains? Offensively, yes, he's a little bit slight of body, but he's able to get anywhere he wants on the floor. That's on one end of the floor. On the other end of the floor, he's a pest. You know, that guy is, you know, he's getting into passing lanes. He's getting into guys' chest as far as when they drive in and grabbing balls and stripping balls away. He has totally surprised me. Like, I thought, you know, second rounder, this guy played at was it Santa Clara or Santa –
UC Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. You know, smaller college, smaller conference. But this guy has proven to me that he has the ability to kind of be that guard that we're looking for. You know, the guard that we want on the floor handling the ball, that, you know, that we want to go into the lane and distribute. He has the ability to do that. He had 10 assists today, one turnover. I believe last game he had, what, six assists?
Four.
Four. He had four assists. So, I mean, he's averaging seven assists in two games already. Plays under control. He's rarely out of control in the two games that I've seen. So I honestly think that this guy is somebody that we could see getting into games a lot earlier than we, you know, originally thought he would be getting into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I've never I don't know if everyone online just decided the phrase automatic paint touch was going to be a thing used to describe
APT? Avery Mitchell.
Every single person on the timeline was saying the exact same three words, automatic paint touch. And I was just like, I mean, that's a phrase. It was very funny seeing everybody say the exact same thing.
It's the new buzzword for this year.
Yeah.
I guess. But yeah, to exactly what Alex, that's the only thing I really wanted to really add was the fact that he really is just every single time can get into the paint, and that's going to fit the Thunder offense perfectly. I do think, like, he is his physique is weird. Like, he's like, it's like frail is not the right word, but he's like kind of, I don't know, just like an antelope, kind of like a smaller
from like the smaller man that came from the zoo.
Yeah, I guess animals are on my mind, dude. Big giraffe is also a really good animal to describe his physique. He does need to kind of like bulk up a little bit, and I think defensively that will hurt, but he is really like he's his hands are everywhere. He's just reaching, grabbing for everything, and so I think he's got a lot of potential. And I think someone mentioned in the chat again, Cooper I think was saying like him in the G League would be really good defensively, and I agree. Like, I think getting some reps will be great, but I think he's got the potential to, especially on the offensive end, really unlock a lot as kind of a guy deep in the bench if we need him.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people on the timeline comparing him to Trey Mann, saying he's another version of Trey Mann. And first of all, like, Trey Mann's a much better shooter. I feel very confident saying that. But I think AJ is a much better passer. And I think that's a big reason why Trey Mann didn't work out with the Thunder, is because the playmaking wasn't up to snuff. And as Presti emphasized in the exit interviews, like, passing is a very high priority in his team building. So AJ Mitchell kind of, you know, you take a step back on shooting a little bit, but the passing, obviously, you take a step up. But, man, just the craft and the shift, like it's not Shea, because Shea's shifty in a smooth way. Like, he's like breakneck shifty. Like, it's just like, it's like hurt jerk. Like, and oh, I'm by you. Like, there was nothing you could do about it.
So quick.
And he's got nice touch around the rim. He's Like, he's great at passing the ball. Like, I agree with Cooper. You know, I think that it will be beneficial for him to not just defensively get some reps in a blue, but just, like, get reps in a blue in general. I think that he's the type of guy that could go in and really take advantage of the development system of the OKC Blue. But, yeah, defensively, like, he is a pest, and he does, like, he's kind of like a disruptive defender, as I like to say. But positionally, he definitely needs a little bit work. He's a blow by candidate. He's that Luka stat there. But yeah, like in terms of just the flashes, like he's so much fun. He's so much fun. So loving AJ.
Very fun guy to watch. Very fun team in general.
Yeah, I mean we talked about the big three. We talked about Jack Golke. Anything else you guys want to bring up about the summer league team before we move on to our next segment?
I think our G League team is going to be pretty fun.
Yeah,
they're going to be very fun.
I concur.
I don't know why the rotations today were weird. We had like
Miller Kopp.
Miller Kopp was out there for like 15 minutes, something like that. And then the other guy, I forget. I should have the roster.
Malavis Leons.
Leons.
Yeah, Leons out there for like a long time. So I don't know, dude. They should have given Golke a little more minutes if I'm being honest. But that's not my job.
Definitely need a more run than Cormac Ryan, that's for sure.
Nope. Not what I was saying. Low key, I liked Ryan's minute in the chat. Cooper Adams. Wow. Thank you.
Don't make.
We need stick. More. We need more Cormac Ryan hype in the chat.
Hey, wow. shout out to Kentucky Alum Trey Mitchell. 3 points, 1-on-1 shooting, 1-on-1 from 3-point line. We take those all day. But yeah, man, it's been a fun summer league. And obviously, we lost the first game by 10 points against the Sixers. We held Jerry McCain without a three-pointer, but he still was able to, you know, get the scoring going.
He was really good.
Ricky Council just went.
Ricky Council.
Damn. Yeah. And what's crazy, did y'all see what he scored tonight?
Probably like five.
He's something nasty.
7 points.
Oh, I thought he went off again.
No, he had 7 points.
At the wrong score. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yep, look at the wrong one.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it's, you know, nice juxtaposition to win by 23 tonight, so.
The PJ Washington move by Rick Council.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Ricky Council, I mean, he's, I don't think he'll crack the rotation, but like he'll earn an NBA roster spot. I'm pretty sure. I think he's a good player.
He looks good. He looks good.
All right. Well, that is all we have to say about Summer League. Tomorrow, you know, we play another Summer League game before we take a break and go to Vegas.
Zach Edey, baby.
Yeah, also. Tomorrow,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. He sat out this game. Is he playing for sure?
Oh, I want to see Edie, bro. Give me Edie.
Yeah, I'm
the Kyler also. Kelly versus Zach Edie show tomorrow.
Yeah, the true 7-footer. Hey, Kyler Kelly's
been pretty good.
He's been doing pretty good, dude.
He put somebody pretty on a good. Poster tonight. I don't remember who it was, but. Yeah.
He's not going to make the rotation, but he's all right.
Tierney actually wanted to go live during the second half of tonight's game, and I'll my hand up. I thought it was going to be a blowout the other way, but I didn't know that Keontae George, Taylor Hendricks, and Walker Kessler were not playing. So,
that was weird. I don't know why they did that. Made a game a lot easier.
They're tanking in Summerlin.
I'd say they're probably just done, honestly. That's all they needed to see. It was like, hey, Keontae George can get 19 free throws in the summer league game, so we're good.
Yeah, we shot 5 of 21. Yeah,
I guess they're all sophomores, so
that's the devil's work right there.
All right. Well, yeah, but as I said, tomorrow, Team USA and Team Canada are scrimmaging in an exhibition game, kind of kicking off the Thunder FIBA.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
World tour circuit, if you will. So we're going to talk a little FIBA. We're going to talk a little bit of Olympics on the other side of this break. And we're back after a word from our sponsors. We just had a riveting conversation about the big three of the Summer League, if you will, and also some of the impressive role players. But we're transitioning to talk about the Olympics as Team USA is set to scrimmage Team Canada tomorrow. I think it's 10:30 EST, 10:30 p.m. EST, and it will be on FS1. So if you do not have FS1, it'll probably be on Stream East. That is how I will be watching it. But I'm very excited to see it. You know, I don't think there's anything that you can, like, super take away from an exhibition game, but it's just that collection of talent of players is going to be fun, a fun sight to behold. But first of all, I want to ask you guys, because we haven't got to talk since Canada's group kind of came out. Team Canada is in what is called the group of death in Group A. You got Greece, you got Australia, and I'm blanking on the last team.
Spain.
Canada and Spain, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you feel about, so obviously this is a group play tournament. There's eight spots in the actual, like, tournament style. So the top two teams in each group plus two, the next two with the best record will make the tournament. So how do you guys feel about Canada's chances in Group A?
I mean, I think it's good. Spain isn't the powerhouse like they used to be.
There's not a Gasol walking through that door.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no Gasol.
Hey,
Sabrinas
is on that roster, guys.
Huh?
Watch out. Alex Sabrinas, watch out.
Is he actually?
Right. Si, senor.
Watch out, dude.
Under legend,
so, yeah, so I think Spain is more like their history more than what they are presently. Greece.
Yeah.
I think once you get past Giannis, it's not that great of a team. And then Australia is probably the one that I probably worry about the most. But I do think that Team Canada is going to do to Giddy what Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen did to Tony Kukoc in the 92 Olympics. So,
yeah. Shandor.
Yeah, I think that will happen. But yeah, I mean, it is a tough draw. But I do think Team Canada probably has the better team collectively. So I think they come out of it. But again, when you're talking about, you know, a couple one game series here and there, stranger things have happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go ahead. I apologize.
I was going to just add on real quick to what, because I with Alex, like, Giannis is pretty much.
I gotta hop off real quick.
Okay, you're good.
Okay. Yeah, Giannis is pretty much Greece. Spain has not got much depth at all. But I was looking at, because Australia is the one that I think is the most likely to be a threat. And I was just looking at their roster. They have a lot of old dudes. A lot of old dudes. Like, their average age, like, they've got Patty Mills is on this roster, and where was it? Joe Ingles. They're both. Patty Mills was born in 1988, dude. He's so old. Joe Ingles was born in 1987. And then you got Dellavedova, who's like 33? Says on here. Yeah, 33. So one, two, three, four, five guys in their 30s. And then, like, Josh Giddey is the youngest, or Dyson Daniels. Josh Giddey and Dyson Daniels are the youngest by far. Like, they're the only two that really still, like, quote-unquote prime basketball players for this team. And so, I mean, they're both really good, so, you know, you never know. But, I mean, Dante Exum is in there too. Josh Green can get some buckets. But I don't know. I think if you look at Canada's roster, compare it. I mean, Canada's just got so many more players that are still playing in the NBA at their peak. It's like, If it's 100 games, Canada wins like 75 out of 100 of those games. So if you get one game that's, you know, Australia is putting up some, jacking up some threes with, you know, Ingles and Green and Patty Mills, then maybe they pull it off. But I think Canada is the better team top to bottom.
Yeah, my big thing, my one worry with Canada, as RK brings this up, says, I think playing with Edie is really going to help Shea come to camp very comfortable working with the big screener. Zach Edie is not playing for Team Canada. He's electing to stay with Grizzly and work with them, play with the Summer League. So I was on Yamology with our friends Yanni, Matt, and Alex over the weekend. And Yanni, of course, is Canadian. He actually went to a Team Canada event over the weekend, and he said that right now, or not even right now, like their roster is finalized. So their big man rotation is Kelly Olynyk, Dwight Powell, Kim Birch, and I guess Trey Lyles and Mafonde Capengele. It's nice. Looking rough. It's looking rough. So that's my one worry against US, because like on the perimeter, I think that they can match up pretty good. But like you got Embiid going against Dwight Powell, you got Anthony Davis going against Kelly Olynyk. Like it could get ugly.
Yeah,
it could get ugly.
Yeah, they looking. Yeah, their top. There's their guards are and wings are awesome, but then yeah, you get to their bigs and it's like, oof, tough.
Yeah. And that kind of leans to why my worry in Group A is Greece with Giannis, because I don't think Canada has anybody that can guard Giannis. I just think he's going to score like 40 against Canada. On the flip side, you know.
I mean, Lu Dort, I don't know. I think he could hold him a little bit.
Dylan Brooks is probably going to get the assignment. And we'll see how it goes, but yeah, Dort will definitely get some run in it as well. But I'm like, personally, like, I mean, T said it, Australia don't scare nobody. I'm personally not worried about Australia as a Team Canada supporter. I don't think they got the for it.
Love and respect to Giddy on his journey in Chicago, but it will still be very fun watching Shea match up with him.
Love and respect to the Australians, because we have Australians that listen to this podcast, and like, you know, this is no hate towards Team Australia. It's just evaluating the teams as they are. Like, I mean that's how
it will be interesting matchup. It'll be an interesting matchup.
And like Alex said about Team Spain, like, I mean, it's not the Gasol brothers and Serge Ibaka anymore. Like, it's Santi Aldama, it's Bo Cruz, which is Juancho and Hernan Gomez, and like Alex Brinas and Rudy Fernandez. Like, I'm personally not worried about those games. So I expect Canada to make the tournament. And then, you know, from there, it just depends what happens. What is cool, what is sweet, is Slovenia was eliminated, and Luka will not be participating in the Olympics.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
It's
a real shame.
Serbia. Mm-hmm. Serbia is matched up with the U.S. I'm just looking. I haven't really looked, to be honest, at the matchups that much. I'm just kind of looking at it now.
Yeah, well, while we're waiting on Alex, I mean, we can talk about USA's group. So USA has Serbia, as you mentioned, South Sudan. South Sudan and Puerto Rico. So
Sudan.
Is it Sudan? I apologize.
Sudan, yeah. Bol-Bol.
Bol-Bol. Winyon Gabriel's on that team.
Thor.
Yeah, JT Thor. I think they had somebody else too. That's I can't remember.
Thonmaker.
McCurmaker.
McCur. Man.
Like, listen, they got some tall. They got some tall, lanky dudes out there that can do a lot with a basketball. So that'll be, I mean, they'll still get killed. Like, they ain't got nobody that's like going to be able to guard Embiid, Davis, or Bam or anything like that. But they got a fun roster.
Serbia is the only threat, I feel like. Yeah.
So you got Jokic, you got Jovic, you got Misic.
You got Poku.
Is Poku on the roster officially?
I see him on Wikipedia. Bogdanovic is there. Petrušev from the, where does he play? The Sixers, I think, from Summer League last year.
Oh.
I remember him.
So the thing that I pulled up doesn't have Poku on the roster.
No, I don't know why he's on the Wikipedia. This says the 16-player roster announced on June 11th. So it was about
July 9th. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it looks like just Micic, Bogdan, Jokic, Jovic, which, yeah, that's better than a lot of other
teams. It's a good team. It's a good team. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Puerto Rico, I don't see a roster for.
The only NBA guy they have is Jose Alvarado, and to his credit, he's going crazy in international play.
It's crazy he made it. Just like one guy, basically. Mm-hmm. The team, pretty cool.
By himself, it's pretty just cool. Him. Nobody else out there.
Yeah, I mean, US's team is just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could, like. You could do like three, pick any three random guys on this team and then two nobodies. And that five, I think, is beating any five of definitely South Sudan and Puerto Rico, maybe in Serbia. So,
I feel pretty confident the US and Canada are both going to make it. I think that they win their groups. I mean, while we're waiting on Alex to return, might as well talk about the other group. You got Group C.
I don't know why I haven't been showing this.
There we go. All right. Group C, you got France, Japan, Germany, and Brazil. And the only NBA player they got is, I think it's Gui Santos or Gui. Gui Santos, that probably sounds. It's not Gui. It's not
Gui.
It's Gui Santos. On Japan, I mean, you got Rui Hachimura. That's the only NBA guy out there. Germany is where
Watanabe. You forgot Watanabe, dude.
Oh, it wasn't on that list.
Hello.
Oh, you're on Wikipedia.
This is I don't know, dude. I'm reading this one. I'm going off this.
That's June 26th. That's the 16 player.
It says announced July 8th. It was yesterday.
Okay. Well.
Boom, 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 boom.
Fair. I apologize.
Oh, two NBA guys.
Oh, Casey Tominga. Tominga's on there, too. Or Tominaga. Gosh.
Some respect on Utah. Name.
Have you seen that dude? He was the college player. I can't remember where he played. I want to say it was an Ivy
League
school.
Oh, Wisconsin?
Yeah,
I remember him. Yes.
Yeah, he's
that guy
nasty.
Rocked. I loved it.
Yeah, so that's fun.
I forgot Germany. He's from Japan.
Yeah. So Germany,
got
of course.
Pretty decent guys.
They got the Wagners. They got Theis. They got Dennis Schroeder. They got Isaac Bonga. I almost said Isaac. Germany famously won the World Cup qualifier last year. And Dennis Schroeder was nuts. Franz Wagner was nuts. Like, they've got a good team. They play very well together. So I think that they are sneaky in this group. But, I mean, agree with T here about France. France taking it. I think France is cooking, man. I mean,
their roster's awesome.
They got my boy Bilal Koulibaly. They got Evan Fournier trying to choke people. They got Nicholas Batum, who is just like your prototypical role guy. And, of course, inside they've got Rudy Gobert and Giannis. And some of these other guys aren't in the NBA, but they were former NBA players. Frank Ntilikina, Gershon Yabusele, Nando DiColo. So, like, they've got a pretty deep roster as well. And just the front line of Wimby and Rudy is tough.
It is tough. I don't know how you're getting to the rim on those guys. The quick side note, by the way, Batum reminded me of this. Did you see his, contract details that were posted today? Like his no trade and all that. You can find it. It's a crazy contract. I don't know if I'm gonna find it. But he got, I think, but he got like I think he got like a no trade clause and then like a 15% trade kicker.
No, nah, I think I was
doing that.
Are you sure it was the team? I'm pretty sure it was LeBron.
No, it was somebody on the Clippers, because I remember it was like, I don't know who I saw tweet about it.
I know Paul George was wanting a no trade clause.
It was something like a trade kicker for sure. Maybe the no trade clause wasn't part of it.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't find it. It's just all this stuff from last year. But anyway, maybe I'll find it. I just remember seeing that today. And I was like, what the hell are the Clippers doing? I'll look for it.
Derek Jones?
That was.
Are you sure you're not talking about that?
I think it was Batum. I'm pretty sure. Gosh, I may be this whole thing up. I don't know. Let me see. Let me do some digging. Let me do some digging real quick.
Yeah, I pulled something up. I'm Hoops Hype, but you know, it says it at the top, but then you try to find it and it's nowhere to be found.
Of course. Here it is. Yeah, this guy. Right. I don't know how legit. Michael Scotto, is he a legit dude? Hoops Hype, senior NBA insider?
Yeah.
Signed Batum to a 2-year deal, which includes a player option and a 15% trade kicker. I thought that was crazy. Like, what are the Clippers doing? Why would they do that?
They're trying to field a team enough to not give us the first pick.
I saw somewhere. I don't know if this is true either, but I think they gave a player option to KPJ. I just think I heard that.
I think that's true.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, Alex back in here. So we're going to conclude our FIBA talk with a draft, which I was going to say annually, but I guess it's semi-annually because we did this last year as well. It was actually us three, I'm pretty sure. So we're running it back. We're basically going to be drafting from the NBA players that are available on the Olympic rosters, you know, that qualify for the Olympics. So Luka is not an available player. DeAndre Ayton, Buddy Hield, Dario Saric, Vika Zubac, you know, fighting people in bars, like you can't pick those guys up. So we're going to try to put these together. We'll do snake style like we did last year. We'll see who has the best roster. So Tierney, I guess pull up a random number generator first things first, and let's see what we can do. But while you're doing that,
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Take a break to hear a word from our sponsors. And we're back. We took a break to hear a word from our sponsors. And Alex, there we go. He Alex beast. Didn't. Alex he left, is. And now he's back. Cool.
All right. I'm trying to get a graphic so people on the YouTube can watch our draft as we do it, so they can follow along. Because I feel like it's gonna be hard to do that otherwise, but. Let me just cook a minute here. Just give me a second.
All right. Well, while Tierney's doing that, I'll just set it up again. You know, we're here. We're talking FIBA. We're talking Olympic basketball. We're going to do a draft of the available Olympic qualifying players and see who can come up with the best team. Now, this is not just talent heavy. Like, your team has to make sense. Like, you have to, like, fill a starting lineup, like two guards, two wings, and a big, or – two guards, a wing, and two bigs. Like, it has to make sense as a lineup. You can't just, like, build a lineup of seven-footers. So, let's get to it.
Okay. All right, random number generator. How are we going to do this? Who gets one, two, and three?
Yeah, let's figure that out. You pick.
Here we go.
You pick who we're picking for between one and three.
All right, Dylan, we'll start with you.
Oh, you're not even going to show it? That's so shady. Okay. I was like, bro, seriously?
Three.
Oh, longest three. Yeah. Oh, that checks out. Daggone, that was three last Alex, year, too.
Alex, between one and two, gets two. Oh, wow, look at that.
Wow, this is rich. Alex, I demand a recount.
Wow. Wow. Numbers don't lie. All right. Great. Let's
men
go.
Lie, women lie, tyranny don't.
Exactly. Sure, man, I could if we're posting this on our Twitter for voting purposes, there's the clear 1-1. But let me just do a little quick scan of all the players here.
Oh, tyranny's going for the pander.
Man.
I mean, you have to in these at this point. I know how to play this game. Alright. You know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go Shay. Shay's off the board.
That's upsetting. Shay I didn't I mean the there board. Was no shot expected to me at three, but I'm still sad.
No. Alright, I'm going to
about to say you're typing these in here.
Yeah. I'm trying to make his name fit too, which is a bit of a problem.
Dang it, Shay, all your characters in your name.
Darn, if only he could just go by three letters.
So we currently got working with here a little graphic I just made.
Very nice.
So I guess we're not in the right order here. So I guess Alex should go here.
Oh my gosh, look at the master work.
Bruh.
Alex, you're up.
So I will go ahead and grab Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Whoo!
Good number two pick. I'm not going to put his whole name because that's too many characters now.
Wow.
And any graphic, if Shay and Giannis are in the same line, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, let me make it a little bit easier on you. Throw Nikola Jokic on my team.
That's a great three. Nice. Oops.
Now is where it gets a little tough because I'm just paralyzed by options.
A lot of options. Top three are pretty easy.
Hey, you know what, man? Oh, God. Nah, I don't think there's any way he makes it back to me. I think it's actually pretty deep at this position. So, frick it, man. Give me Wemby.
Ooh.
Give me Wemby.
Man, this is a
you can just type Wemby, bro.
Yeah, I was trying to go full names for everybody. I guess I'll just go last names for everybody.
You didn't go full name with Jan.
I'm gonna go whatever people know them by. There we go. This is a horrible looking graphic. And you clean us up.
Alex, you hating on my pick? That's crazy.
I'm not hating, man. I actually love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You love it because you think it's silly. All right, what you got? What's your second pick, sir?
My second pick, let's see. Let me go with Ant Edwards.
Oh, that was mine, dude. Damn it. Oops. There we go.
Oh, the draft ports.
Oh, yeah. I just reuse these. I'll just leave it.
Bro, just write Ant. Just write Ant.
Right. I'm writing Ant. All right. I will have to audible here because that was going to be my next. Who would I want to say? Damn, I feel like I can get him late. I guess I have two picks. So I will go with making sure I don't miss anybody here. Yeah, I will go with Kevin Durant.
Ooh, KD. Nice.
I like Hannah as my with Shay. Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Okay. Okay.
Back. Oh, it's me again. So I will go with. Do I go with a big or another guard? I'm gonna go Tatum. I'm going Tatum.
Nice.
Okay. I like my three so far. Back to Alex.
I'm gonna go Joel Embiid.
That was who I was debating between, Tatum or Embiid. It's a good one. Yeah, you guys have a lot of size on your team. And as Dylan. You're muted. Dylan's muted. Dylan,
Amateur hour.
Dylan, you're muted.
God. It's been so long. Anyways, what I said there was there's been a massive oversight, and I know why Alex was laughing at me, and then he took Joel Embiid, and I understood. But at the same time, the way my team is constructed, you can't have Jokic and Embiid in the post at the same time. So Wimby makes more sense there as a schematic fit. So with that, I'm going to take the guy that I considered taking as my second pick. Crazy or not, he's still that dude when it comes to shooting the basketball.
Ah, damn it.
And it's a small three-point line. Give me Steph Curry.
Good one. Curry's. That's a high-value pick right there.
Highly considered taking him last round. Granted, I forgot about Joel Embiid, but I considered taking him last round. All right, so with this pick, I'm going to get a little weird with my lineup. We're going to be a little bit jumbo, but it's still going to work. I'm going to fortify my defense, and I'm going to take the reigning NBA champion, Jason Tatum.
He's already been picked.
Oh, I didn't see he was there.
Dylan, God, dang it. I have Jason Tatum. That's a really tough situation you've put yourself in.
I just guffawed myself twice. That's crazy.
Hmm.
Well,
no, sir.
I mean, I guess I'll take the value. I mean, if you guys want to give me the GOAT, I'll take LeBron James.
Still the GOAT? He's not the GOAT.
39-year-old LeBron James, baby.
I disagree. It's fine.
All right.
I don't think that the defense is there like it would have been with Tatum, but maybe he dials it up for international play.
Okay. Alex is on the board.
All right.
A lot of U.S. guys going off now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm needing a point guard. And
no Steph.
No, yeah, no Steph. I'm gonna go Jamal Murray.
It's not where I thought he was going, but I like it.
I thought somewhere else too. Okay. Murray is off. In that case, I could either go with a five or another guard. I was thinking guard.
Man, you can take both of them.
Yeah,
you know what? That's a great point, Dylan. Great point. So I'm going to take both. So let me see what my bigs are left. Well, I guess I'll start with my guard then, because I'm still thinking about my bigs. I am going to go with Drew Holiday and just have a staunchy defense in the front court, or the back court, excuse me.
Taking two chances.
Staunchy defense.
Okay.
Yep, staunch. Yep. Shay and Drew, 1 and 2. For my five, to go with Tatum and KD in the front court. Who do I want to go with? KD and Tatum.
I mean,
a lot Poku of good options. Pokuševski Could always go with Poku.
I don't know that he's on the roster. I'm gonna have to research while you do that. You can take him if you want to. Yeah. I'll out.
Fair enough.
Talk about destroying dreams. My gosh.
Man, the one big on the board I really don't want on my team, though, still out there. Doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know. I might go small ball. I might have to go small ball. I do KD at the five.
I got it.
Anthony Davis is my five. I missed him earlier.
All right, you're gonna get hurt.
Anthony Davis. Yeah.
He don't like playing the five, dude.
That's too bad. You're on my team now.
All right, Alex, what you got?
All right, so I'm needing a small forward wing. Couple options.
Two or three.
Yeah, let me go. Either between him or him. Ooh, that's not a bad
one. Show the rosters again.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
For the people.
So are we just going five? Or how far are we going?
Just five.
Oh, we're going 10.
What?
We're
going 10. No.
Dude, last year. Come on, man. We got
how we got 10, dude. This is gonna get so bad at the end.
We haven't our first three picks were international guys. The rest of our picks are Team USA. There's so much depth. That's why I'm gonna kill you.
Why are we going 10?
Let me go Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. All right. That's a good pick.
I staunchly disagree with the 10. I think we should start with
5. It's all right. So I'm about to get 5 and 6 right here. So first pick, I'm taking Devin Booker. I mean, he's still there. Like he's a.
It's him or Drew.
I got LeBron and Jokic as my passers. I got Wimby as just kind of like the wild card, and I got Curry and Booker like just spreading the floor. Like good luck, man. Good luck. But off my bench, I mean, I guess I'm just gonna take the best player available, which is the best rim protector available, and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, I didn't really want Gobert as my starting five, but I was thinking about him.
He's not my starting five. He's my backup.
I know. Yep. I would have taken him too if I had the chance as a backup. But
all right, what you got?
Good pick.
Let's see. So, I'm gonna go with Franz Wagner.
Great nice. Pick. I was hoping to make it back to him. Nice.
That's a good pick.
All right, Journey. Starting to get off.
Yep, going international. I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go Tyrese.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good pick. I considered him. All right, what else we got?
That's a ball you got handler two. Off the bench. Yeah. All right, I think that's all the U.S. guys are taken now. So
nah, there's still one more.
Am I missing somebody on that?
It's fine.
I'll here, this. Who? This is the roster, right? This.
Yeah. I'm looking right at him.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay, I see the other one. Okay, I see. I'll think about that. Let me go back here. I'm gonna go with. Actually, a little strategy. I really want to take him now, but I think he's way too soon. Yeah, I'll go with Bam. I'll pick up Bam.
Team USA is off the board.
Now Team USA is off the board.
All right, what you got, Alex?
I've already got my next two locked up, by the way. Unless someone takes them.
We'll see.
I'm firing off the hip.
Let me see. Feel like
Alex, for the podcast, has Giannis, Ant, Embiid, Murray, Kawhi, and Franz so far.
You know what?
For Alex.
I'm going to go with a little bit of some home cooking.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Lou Dort.
Dang,
that was my one. I was debating picking him the last pick, Bam, but then I was like, hopefully he falls to me next go around, but clearly not.
I like that. Let's go, Lou.
All right. Well, I mean, if you're taking Lou, I mean, there's a couple of different ways I can go about this. First of all, I'm going to take a player that's near and dear to my heart. One of the biggest wild cards in the Olympic basketball and super bright future. I'm still a Kula believer. Give me Bilal Coulibaly, baby.
Damn. I was thinking about him too, and I was like, is that too high?
It definitely probably is, but I'm taking him. And then, we're talking international play. We're talking Olympics. We're talking FIBA. Give me Thunder legend Dennis Schroeder to run my second unit because he is a dog in international play.
He is.
Hey, Trini, what's his name?
Schroeder.
Oh, good job.
What? Good job.
Oh, I got it right. Nice. Sometimes I'd say it right. Sometimes I don't. say what I think it is.
What you got, Alex?
Let's see, man. You know what? Let's just get some more shooting up in this piece.
Mm.
I'm going to take Bogdanovich.
Great pick. I considered him.
Solid shooting. Well, I had my two picks locked in, and then the two picks were Dort and Coulibaly, who right after my pick.
Never announced you have your picks now.
I am now audibling. And I'm just going to pick who I see first that I like off the cuff. And that first one is, I don't know if I like him. You know what? That feels too risky. I'll just do it. I'm going to go RJ Barrett. I don't know what he's got left, but
it could be argued he's the best player available, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't know what he's got anymore. And then after that, I'm going to take a fighter. Every team needs a man who won't be afraid to throw hands. I'm going to Evan Fournier. Number 9.
I like that.
I love it.
Yep.
Amazing. All right, Alex.
All right. Two more picks. I have two more picks. So,
two more.
Let's go with. Name me a big.
A big.
There aren't many out there.
Yeah, they're not very many even after the first five.
Yeah. Tough. So let's go. I got his brother on the team. I might as well get Shaq to be one of my biggest supporter. So we're going to go with the Wagner boys. And I'm going to take Moritz Wagner.
All right.
I'm going to take Mo.
All right. With my first pick, I am going to take Rui Hachimura. Shout out Japan.
Nice.
Nice wing. Gives us some shooting. Gives us some defense. Some physical play. And the last pick.
But, I mean, you have LeBron on your team, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's basically the Lakers.
Chemistry.
Two points.
Not so great.
Basically the Lakers. It's crazy.
It's basically.
And the last player.
Schroeder was at one point a Laker. So
I have options. I can get another big. I can go guard, but I'm not real with any of the guards left over here. So I'm going to go big, and I'm going to take Santi Aldama.
Aldama.
Yeah.
One.
That man.
One guy from Spain that's decent.
That's the one right. Guy from Spain that is decent is crazy, too. All right, what you got out?
Well, since I am the only resident Puerto Rican
on
the podcast,
Puerto Rico made it. I'm going to go ahead and go with Jose Grand Theft Alvarado as my final pick.
I love it.
Very nice. Very nice.
I hope he tries it. I hope he tries it in international play. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Be great for the vibes. All right, Tierney. Who's Mr. Irrelevant in our draft?
Right. Man, the last pick. I kind of need a guard, but, well, yeah, I do need a guard, don't I? There's just not any guards. You know what? Shea's got to play with his cousin.
Good pick.
There we go.
Nice.
Go, Nikhil.
Dude, just type Nah.
Yeah,
all right. Too much. For the audio listeners, Tierney's team is Shay. Okay, let me try to group these. So Shay at point, Drew at shooting guard, Tatum at small forward, KD power forward, AD big. And then off the bench, he's got Tyrese, Evan Fournier, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, RJ Barrett, Bam Adebayo. Alex has Jamal Murray at point, Anthony Edwards at shooting guard, Kawhi at three, Giannis at four, Embiid at the five. Off the bench, he's got Grand Theft Alvarado, Lou Dort, Franz Wagner, Bogdan Bogdanovich, and Mo Wagner. And yours truly, Thunder Chats, has Steph Curry, Devin Booker, LeBron, Wemby, Jokic. And then off the bench, we got Thunder legend Dennis Schroeder, Bilal Coulibaly, Rui Hachimura, Santi Aldama, and Rudy Gobert. So that is our Olympic draft. Probably put Olympic Tierney since it's – I don't know if this is technically FIBA. I think it's just Olympics. But, yeah, I mean, that's our Olympic draft. Let us know who you think has the best team. We'll definitely put these rosters out and put a poll out there. Don't just pander to Tierney because he has Shea and don't just pander to Alex because he has Dort.
Yep. I think you're just trying to vote. Yeah, that you're pairing to your team now.
You could have always picked Poku or Gideon. I don't want to hear it.
Well, I thought about picking a Breeze in the last pick just to pander again.
I would argue Dennis is more of a Thunder legend than Poku or Gideon, so that's that's all I got to say. So, yeah. Well, fellas, that was a fun podcast, and Summer League has proven to be fun. Tomorrow's going to be fun. We're going to have back-to-back games of Summer League and U.S. Canada. Definitely tapping into that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, it was a good pod, and we will be back again on Friday talking about, I guess, the last Summer League game in Utah. Maybe touching a little bit on U.S. versus Canada and the opening of Vegas Summer League starts when?
Saturday. Our game's on Saturday.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So we'll be talking about those two things, and you know, probably a little fun segment, maybe around the league of the summer league and any other news that may be dropping. So definitely keep it here with Topic Thunder for all your Thunder stuff. Want to give a shout out to the chat. The chat was super active. We had a lot of viewers, a lot of people excited to talk about the summer league, which is just wild to say. And it just goes to show you how awesome a fan base you guys are. So if you're in the chat, if you're watching this video, go ahead and like it. That would be amazing and help us so much. Subscribe to our channel. We are creeping up on 700. We're so very close. Push us over that edge so we can get to the next milestone. Hit the bell so you don't miss out when we go live, as we do on Tuesdays and Fridays and on special occasions, special events. And follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder, where Matt Tierney continues to put out fire content for you guys. So with that being said, hope everybody has a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always, Thunder up!
Thunder up!
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Thunder up!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.